Hello and happy wonderful day to you. You know, I want to start by saying that I love that you are here. I'm impressed. I love that you're here because it means that you're somebody who might be being stressed a bit, that's going, okay, I have to make sure to keep the positive in, and you're working on making sure to keep your mind balanced. Or maybe you're somebody who is here who thinks that this whole coronavirus is all just a big overreaction, and though you're also keeping responsible, you're saying, okay, let me make sure to think about things in a different way, look from all different perspectives, and really be responsible for what's going on in the world and just pay attention, you know? Or maybe you're somebody who's here who's doing a great job at keeping your energy up and your mind open and very informed, and you're here to do that as well. I love that you're here, and let's dive in because I want to keep this short and to the point and just very succinct to help you out, because the reality of it is I have been getting a lot of questions and a lot of emails and all that, people asking me, what do I think about the social distancing? Or even on the other hand, a lot of people that I'm seeing are going, I'm into spirituality, or I'm into energy, or everybody's just overreacting and I don't need this because I'm spiritual, because I'm into mind-body healing, I don't need this, or, you know, just everybody's overreacting. And so that's what I really want to talk about today on this podcast, is I do want to say that as far as social distancing goes, I am, yes, 100% on board, and I'll tell you why. But first, I want to tell you, by saying I'm 100% on board, I don't want to freak you out either, because as you know, that's not going to be helpful. I mean, the more stressed you are, the harder it is on your immune system, and stress affects the physical body, all of these things. So I don't want to freak you out. And for that reason, I want to bring in a few positive thoughts for a moment, you know, just reminders. As you know, if you think about coronavirus, it is like the common cold in a sense, and likely you will not die from coronavirus, you know, likely you will not die from it. And if you really think about it, chances are if you were walking around with it, you'd have a much higher chance of infecting somebody else and having somebody else die from it than you. And so chances are, again, though, that you're probably not going to die from it. But, you know, that would be one reason that I would strongly recommend social distancing, is not necessarily that you will die from it, but that it could just continue to spread. And so that is one reason that I would definitely recommend it. And not only that, you know, but if you think about it for a moment, the less it spreads, even if people don't die from it, the less it spreads, the less inconvenience to our lives, and the less damage to others, the less damage to our economy, the less time being sick. I mean, all of these reasons. And so the bottom line is that the faster this is contained, the better it is for all of us. And, you know, the better it is for our economy, the better it is for us to get back to happy lives as normal, all of those things. And so on that note, also as a reminder, if you think about China, where this started, you know, in Wuhan, but if you think about China, where thousands of people were being diagnosed at such a rapid rate, and right now, after they did social distancing, all different things like that, I think yesterday they had something like under 20 people diagnosed in their whole country, under 20 new cases. I mean, how awesome is that? And if you think about it for a moment, how exciting is that? The faster that we get this thing contained, the better. The better it is for our economy, the better it is for our lives. And so I just really want to emphasize that, because there are a lot of people who I hear who are either freaked out and, you know, feeling like it's the end of the world. And to, if your mind is doing that, I want to remind you, you know, if you think about China, the fact that they had it out of control and now they have less than 20 cases being diagnosed in a day. I mean, incredible, just awesome. And not only that, but South Korea, their numbers have gone down. Taiwan has done an amazing job at containing it and having very, very few cases. The thing of it is that if we look at China, it being communist, and they literally like locked people down and, you know, quarantined them. And that's how China was. The concern about the U.S. is that there are a lot of people here in the U.S. that are, you know, saying, oh, this is phooey. Oh, I don't care. Oh, like, I'm safe. Like, they're saying this is ridiculous. This is an overreaction. And that is the attitude of a lot of people. And what you'll want to keep in mind, so if we speak to specifically the awareness that this is, in a way, like the common cold, and we kind of compare it to the common cold, we'll want to look at it from a different perspective for a few reasons. First and foremost, that this coronavirus tends to spread very rapidly. And of course, if you know me with the mind, body, and energy and all of that, there is, of course, that energetic mind-body component. And I'll talk about that in just a moment and share that with you. But the part of the problem is the fact that it's spreading so fast. And so even where somebody says, you know, oh, well, the common cold, you have a higher chance of dying from the common cold and all of that, and more people die from the common cold, the problem with coronavirus is the fact that it spreads so fast that hospitals are like being overflowed. And part of that has to do with the coronavirus itself. And part of that has to do with all of the fear around the coronavirus. There's so much fear. So right now, there are a lot of hospitals or emergency bays that are full of people who even just have the sniffles. And they're there because they're afraid they have the coronavirus. So there's that. And so there's just a lot of hype and a lot of stress going on. And so there's that, but then also there are those who have been diagnosed and do need hospitalization. So the statistics keep changing, but it's said about 10 to 20% of people who are sick with coronavirus will end up needing some type of hospitalization. You know, and again, the numbers keep changing, but those who are critically ill or can become critically ill, it has been about 6% that are really critical. But again, those numbers keep changing. But the problem is how fast it's all happening is then overloading the hospitals. And then, you know, treatment is needed. I mean, even if you think about China for a moment, they are doing great now. As I mentioned, their cases are under 20 new cases in a day. So that's awesome. However, in the peak of as they were going through this, as it was increasing and increasing, they were also building additional hospitals. Like they built an entire hospital in like a week. I mean, so they were also, you know, they were having an overflow. And so again, emphasizing that if we could just quickly slow this down, it would be really awesome. You know, because that's part of the problem is that hospitals are overloaded trying to take care of people. And so again, going back to the reason that you'll want to do a bit of social distancing is because this spreads so fast. That's part of the problem and the concern of it. And so when you hear people saying, yeah, well, you know, if I get it, not a big deal, yada, yada, yada. But how many people are you going to spread it to? And part of the problem is if you do get it, you won't even be able to tell that you have it because you could walk around without symptoms and still spread it to a lot of people. And so as far as social distancing and self-quarantine, you know, not only are you protecting yourself, but also really others. And we can just stop the spread. And again, I want to emphasize the faster we stop the spread, the better. And so if somebody says, you know what, well, you know, it's not a big deal, people overreacting. Yes, it's like a cold. But the problem is that the damage that it can do in spreading it and how fast it spreads and how much that overwhelms our hospitals. And what if we could all work together and just get this contained really quickly and stop spreading it? That would be so freaking awesome. And it would do so much less damage when everybody's healthy and happy and working and loving life and have some peace of mind. Gosh, things are so much easier, you know? It's so much easier. So there's that. And it's just, it's so much easier on the country and people are just happier and it's awesome. And so there's that. Now, for those of you who are thinking, you know what, this is all just energy and I'm spiritual and I don't have to worry about it and all of these things. I want to bring in a few awarenesses as far as the mind and mind-body healing. Because I can, you know, there are plenty of people who say, okay, well, I'll just think positive and it's good. And of course, you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to think positive. You're going to want to keep your mindset in the positive. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%, 110%. Okay. But I want to bring things in a little bit more when it comes to healing with the mind. That our minds and our energy and our subconscious mind influences our life and our health more than we realize. And one way to illustrate that would be to think about if you have ever been walking down the street. If you're walking down the street with somebody and you're walking down the street and you notice that you're walking in sync with somebody else. You're like, didn't do it on purpose, but your legs are perfectly in sync as you're walking. So there's that way to illustrate it. Or if we even take this to an awareness regarding money, you know, for many people, their income is about average to the top five people that they hang around with the most. And so for most people, you know, when they stop and do the math and they realize the people that they hang out with the most, if they take an average, their income is somewhere in that area. Now, that's not always true. There's always, you might look at it and go, well, that's not the case for me. And it might not be. But for a lot of people, that is the case. And point being is that there are ways that the people around us can affect our lives and our mind without us even realizing it. Again, like the walking illustration is such a great illustration because typically speaking, that happens all of the time and you don't even notice. Now, another way that people around us can affect our health is if you think back to episode number 10 with the woman who had a tumor in her throat, if you recall, you know, there was the California fires and people around her were suffering and different things like that. And she took that on. There was a part of her who felt like she needed to suffer with other people and other things like that. And so, you know, if you recall, that was the shift for her. And when we made that shift and I helped her with her mindset regarding that, her tumor disappeared. Point being is that is also another way that being around others can impact your mind. And of course, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying that you could get a tumor from this or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that there are a lot of ways that we can influence each other's minds and subconsciously and you know, emotions, different things like that. And, you know, even if you've listened to past episodes where you've heard me work with somebody or, you know, help somebody to shift out of pain, you know, all different types of things, physical injuries, and you've seen me work with people to do that. And all the time on the episodes, I say, you know, it might look like I'm working with one or two or three different emotions or situations, but that's why I always say I'm doing a lot more with the mind than you might realize, is because there are so many different things that are going on at a subconscious level. And so for these reasons alone, I do strongly recommend social distancing right now. You know, think about it as being like spring break or Christmas break or holiday break, whatever you want to call it, and just taking a little time, maybe playing some board games, enjoying some time, relaxing, catching up on things, whatever that might be for you. And by the way, if all of these reasons weren't strong enough for you to think about doing some self-quarantine and some social distancing, then maybe the other one would be just about setting a good example for others who might then catch it and spread it. So if you're somebody who is on social media saying, hey, everybody's just overreacting and this is crazy and all this stuff, you know, keep in mind that a lot of people are going to keep spreading it and spreading it. And so, you know, when you think about the fact that other countries like China was actually on locked down to where they couldn't do certain things. And it just, you know, we need to buckle down a bit. It would be so wonderful to buckle down, to really get this out of the way and go back to enjoying life, go back to enjoying a flourishing world and flourishing economy and a happy, wonderful life. And so, you know, so again, you know, even if for no other reason than just setting a good example for somebody else, that would be awesome. And if you are somebody who is posting on social media that this is no big deal and just to go about your life and everything like that, then I would hope that maybe you could curb that for a couple weeks and then we can all look back and say it was no big deal because we all got through it just great. Like, it would be awesome to make this whole thing no big deal by getting it gone, not overwhelming our hospitals, slowing it down, and just making sure it's out of the way, and then getting back to life as usual. And so that would be the goal, is to make this no big deal, you know? And by the way, if you recall the first episode that I did on coronavirus, so about 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that the energy of coronavirus was actually what concerned me a bit. And let me go ahead and unpack this a little bit further, you know, just kind of talking about energy and mind-body medicine specifically. So when we look at the body itself, different areas can tend to represent different feelings, if you will. Kind of like if you think about the groin area, things in that area typically relate to different ways of feeling sexually, you know? And so it's kind of like a bit of a theme there, if you will. Or even if we look at headaches or something like that, that can have to do with the way that we think or being criticized or, you know, different things like that. I mean, there's like 7 to 9, 10 different types of themes that can go on. But point being is that there's typically different themes, if you will, for different parts of the body. You know, you can find a bit of a common type of overlaps of things going on with different parts of the body. Now, when we look at coronavirus very, very simply, it targets the lungs. And again, that's very simply. But if we look at the lung area, that is breathing. That is basically taking in life. And point being, and real quick, I'm very, very much simplifying this. So I'm oversimplifying this, but this part of the body can have to do with taking in life, for instance, taking in the future. And so I mentioned on the podcast a few weeks ago that part of my concern with the coronavirus is that the energy of it has to do with a feeling of feeling like things are going to get worse and worse and worse. Like life is going to get worse, okay? Which was my concern, is that, you know, as we end up with this virus, and then how are people feeling? They tend to feel like things are going to get worse and worse. And so obviously you don't want to feel that way. So it's almost like, you know, you've heard before, like frustration breeds more frustration, or success breeds more success. Part of the reason on an energetic level that coronavirus spreads so fast is because, notice how as it's spreading, then it's not great. And then people feel like things are going to get worse. And then the more it spreads, the more people feel like it's going to get worse. And so on an energetic note, you can see how it is breeding more and more of the same. Like, you know, as people are more concerned because it's spreading, then they feel like, oh my God, life's going to get worse. And so that is the very energy of the illness of coronavirus. When I look at the specific energy and mindset that's connected to it. Okay, and by the way, if you want the in-depth of what I mentioned and all that, you can go back to episode number 22 and you can really listen in to the full energy. But either way, point being is that you'll want to make sure to not go into that energy, to not go into that feeling of feeling like life is going to get worse and worse. That is the energy and the specific mindset that you'll want to avoid. And so you'll want to really optimally feel like things are going to get better and better and better. And by the way, when I say that, if you think, wow, Brandy, you are so delusional, I get it. I do understand. You know, the example that I used in the last episode was that there were more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history, because they were thinking and looking at things in a different way. Or if you even think about me getting better from, you know, if you know my story, like, I mean, how was I supposed to get better when there are 1.5 billion people who live in pain? And I thought, I have to think and I have to do something different than 1.5 billion people are doing if I want to get a different result than others. And so, of course, most people, when they feel fearful situations, they go into fear. That is the norm. That's what everybody does. And so optimally, what I'd recommend is really, really working on bringing in the positive, really getting an optimistic outlook. You know, you want to make sure to get your mind in the positive. You know, it's so important. And so basically, I would really, really love to move through this whole thing really quickly. It would be so nice for us to just ultimately look back on it and say, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal, you know? And right now it feels like it could become a big deal, but we could all work together and just make it not that big of a deal, which would be awesome. I mean, if you think about it for a moment, the sooner we get back to normal life, the sooner restaurants are operating at normal capacity where people are out and enjoying meals. And you think about Airbnb and travel and cruises and all of these things and how great and full and joyous life is. And so that would be really fun to do. And the economy booming and laughter booming and happiness booming and all of those things. And so for that reason, what I want to do is for the next 2 weeks, I am going to do live morning mind programming where you can join me on a group call and we'll actually do about a 15-minute mind boost where we're just putting positive information in your mind and it's completely free. Okay. And basically what we will do is we'll work on health, we'll work on happiness, we'll work on finances, and just make sure that as far as having an awesome life moving forward into a positive future, is that's what we'll do, is that's what we're going to work on, is just getting the information in your mind. And so on that note, to take part and be on the free call live with me, there is one thing that I ask of you: to be able to join in on these live calls anytime over the next 2 weeks. What I'm going to ask of you is that you are somebody who is taking part, at least somewhat, in social distancing or self-quarantine. So that is my request, and that's what's needed for you to be able to take part in the class. Basically, my thought is this, is that basically nobody can really force anybody to do social distancing right now or self-quarantining right now, but my thought is to incentivize. So on these calls, basically, I will help you to get mind programming in and help you to program your mind and lift your energy to get it more in alignment with health, with happiness, with a better life. Money will be in there and happy life, better life, more love. I mean, basically, we'll work on lifting your energy and helping you to get that in each day. And so we'll help you to just lift that. And of course, you'll be doing it, but we'll do it together on these live calls. And of course, again, if you can't make the live call, then you can always listen to the recording. Additionally, if you are somebody who happens to get coronavirus and you're having any trouble breathing, okay, as long as you're under the care of a doctor, all of that, I can help you to take in the mindset of what it is that you can do to help shift your energy to help you be able to breathe easier. And I know for me, I enjoy breathing, and all of us should do plenty of breathing. It's good for your health, good for your happiness. So on these calls also, if you are somebody who has been diagnosed and you're under the care of the physician, if you are having trouble breathing, you know, trouble breathing through your lungs, your nose, sore throat, any of those things that you have, if you have any of the symptoms going on, I can also help you to use your mind to help release those. So that is the condition, though, is that, of course, if you're diagnosed, you've definitely got to be doing some self-quarantine. That is the only way that you can be part of it. Anybody else, all you have to do is, as long as you're doing that, go to the website, check the box, and I would love for you to join the class. Let's lift our energy. Let's really, really create the shift. Invite your friends, invite your family. Let's do this. All you have to do is go to my website for this podcast and basically sign up and you'll get the login information and we will meet live every day at 11 a.m. Pacific. And so if for any reason you cannot make it, you will get the recording as long as you're signed up and logged in to do so. You will get the recording and you can just listen to it later because this is the time I tried to work the best with everybody. I know Australia, this is going to be a little bit early for you. I know Europe, this should be awesome timing for you. The rest of the US, Hawaii, everybody was trying to figure out a time that would work the best for the most time zones. And so Australia, I love you. I know it's a bit early. If you can get up, great. If not, there is the recording. Of course, if you are able to make it live, we will be doing some live interactive exercises. And so that's the goal. It's just going to be about 15, 20 minutes of just helping you boost your energy and really bring in the feeling of feeling even better and more excited about life. So if you have any questions, just email my team. Also, I know that sometimes the software can get a little bumpy around 2,000 people or so where it doesn't let people on. If that's you, let me know. Like if that starts happening, let me know. I know only a certain percentage of people will be able to make it live. Other people will get the recording. But if that does happen at all, you can email my team and we'll figure out another way to just add in more space so more people can get on. And so that said, I look forward to connecting with you on the live calls. Join anytime on the next couple weeks, or I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. Have an incredible rest of your day.